Hi there, Anishinaabe. Sorry, that's what it should have been. Hi, my name's Keith Black, and this is Voyage, 3 hours of jazz from now until 1 o'clock here at CKOW. Hope you can stay tuned. If I can get my tongue and my brain in sync, that would be really nice. It's Voyage, and as you know, if you're a regular listener, it means that you're going to hear some of the best in the contemporary world of jazz. And world is the operative word because this is clearly a world music, and it is always around the whole globe. And there'll be some evidence of that today. Obviously, most of what you're going to hear is from this continent, but there you go. Hope you can stay tuned. It's a beautiful day out there in the neighborhood, as they say, and I hope that you are able to take advantage of the lovely weather today. It's been sort of dreary the last few days, and it's nice to see the sunshine and the temperature crank up well into double digits, so that's really good. I'll go over some of the playlist today just to give you an idea of what's going to happen for the next 3 hours. Then I'll go back and do more detailed introductions. I'm going to start with saxophonist John Gordon, and that name may be familiar because he is a prof at the U of M jazz program. Following his new album will be Bill Frisell with a new album of a sort of genre-bending work. It's called Orchestras, and that should give you a hint as to what's going to happen there. Then a violinist whose name is Modney. Used to be Josh Modney, but now he just goes by Modney. And as that might suggest to you, this is an unusual person, and this is really quite incredible music, really wild. Then a beautiful album with pianist Andy Milne and his trio called Unison. Following that, my historical segment, which is drummer Shelly Mann. I should say, well, I'll mention it when I get there. Shelly Mann from a really old classic album of his that got all sorts of awards and recognition back in the 50s. And that'll be my my historical segment today. Following that, a terrific Trio San with Satoko Fuji's trio. Then bass player Dan Loomis with a very remarkable and different album of his, brand new, called Revolutions. And if time holds, I will have some trumpeter Ron Miles, sort of a tribute album in a way. It was he died. Well, at any rate, it's a lovely album, and it's just been released to sort of reference his life, and it is really neat. Back to the front, as they say, John Gordon. I think it's J-O-N, and I apologize. If he pronounces his name Yon, then someone's got to tell me that, because I really don't know. But he's a New Yorker by birth, but at the moment is a professor, as I mentioned, at the U of M Jazz Studies program, and very well respected. He plays alto and soprano saxophone. And he is a fine, fine musician, as well as playing the musicians. He's a former winner of the Thelonious Monk saxophone competition, and that puts him in very rare company indeed. So he's a great musician. His new album is called 7th Avenue South, which refers to the 7th Avenue in Greenwich Village, New York, which I think still now, to some extent, and certainly in the past, has been sort of a whole whack of great jazz venues on that street. Things like Sweet Basil, and there's a whole bunch of others. The most famous one, of course, being the Village Vanguard. And he pays tribute to the 7th Avenue South in his album here, saying that he went there as a young man and it changed his life. Well, there you go. The personnel on this album is almost entirely current or former U of M Jazz Studies people. A lot of names you'll recognize here, with Jonathan Challoner on trumpet, Walter Smith III on tenor, Alan Ferber on trombone, John Ellis on bass clarinet, Jocelyn Gold on guitar, Will Bonas on piano, Julian Bradford on bass, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, Aaron Propp on voice and a couple of tracks, along with Joanna Mayoko. And there's a choir as well, which, if I'm being honest, is probably the one weaker point in the album. I don't think it works, and I'm not going to play the track that they're on. Only a couple of them, but there you go. It's a very interesting album, and his musicianship and the interplay. These folks know each other very well. They a lot of them sort of went through the education system at U of M together, and since then have come back together to play gigs or sessions in various other configurations. And this is a really neat album. I'm enjoying it. Well, I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is the title track, Seventh Avenue South. And the next track is called, it's actually a tune from the Great American Songbook called Here, There, and Everywhere, with Aaron Propp doing a really neat job on the vocals there. Here is John Gordon, 7th Ave South, and this is the title track. Thank you.
life with a wave of her hand. Nobody can deny that there's something there, running my hands through her hair, both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. watching her eyes and hoping I'm always there. I will be there and everywhere, here, there, and everywhere to lead a better life. I need my love to be here.
Here, there, and everywhere. As I say, a song from the Great American Songbook, sung there very nicely with Aaron Propp and a lot of other local folks there, plus John Gordon, the leader, a New Yorker that we like to think of, at least at the moment, as a Winnipegger, and a neat new album called 7th Ave South, referring to the location in New York's Greenwich Village that was the home of, and still is, of a lot of historical and wonderful jazz venues. Moving on now to a very different sound, and Bill Frisell, guitarist Bill Frisell, is experiments with a lot of different configurations, from very small group to large organizations. He can sound a little bluegrass or a little CW at times, but his jazz chops are intact. But he also is experimenting with a lot of involvement of larger ensembles. His latest album is called Orchestras, and it has two concerts. It really involves two and concert hall engagements of songs, tunes arranged or composed by Michael Gibbs, very well-known British composer, arranger, jazz person from a way back, has worked extensively with a whole bunch of different artists, Gary Burton being one of the ones that comes to mind. And his arrangements here are expanded upon from Frisell's trio, which has bassist Thomas Morgan and drummer Rudy Royston, and then two different large orchestras, the Brussels Philharmonic and the Umbria Jazz Orchestra, and they sort of alternate through this album. So it's a really sort of again one of those albums that that takes the jazz concept and makes it even more ridiculous to try and define what the heck is jazz and what isn't anyhow. So here are three tracks, relatively brief, from Bill Frisell and his trio plus orchestras. The three tracks are Doom, Rag, and Throughout. Here's Bill Frisell and a whole bunch of other people.
Thank you.
Some very interesting music on that album. Bill Frisell on guitar with a jazz trio, and accompanied alternatively with two large European orchestras. And it's really sort of interesting. The album is called Orchestras, of course, and it demonstrates that the writing and the ability to involve formerly sort of rarely heard jazz instruments is perfectly okay these days. And indeed it is. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live in the studios. We stream live at CKUW.ca, and we archive our programs there as well. So you can go to follow the link to Voyage or to any other program that you're interested in here. And there are options to podcast or download all our parts of previous shows so you can find out what's been happening when you weren't able to hear it live. There you go. Well, back to live here, and we're turning a major corner here. One of the things about this program, I was talking to a friend actually last night, sort of saying that I don't expect that people are going to really like everything they hear on any particular show. That's not my goal. My goal is to allow an opportunity to understand jazz across a wide range, and that wide range sometimes is a little wider than people are comfortable with. This next artist might fall into that category, although I have to say, having had the opportunity to hear this album a few times, it's same with almost all the albums that I play. You hear them two or three times, you hear them differently. You're over the surprise or the newness of the first time through, and you start listening in more depth, and you say, oh, I didn't notice that before. Oh, that's sort of cool. This one you really have to pay attention to. The artist is called Modney, M-O-D-N-E-Y. He used to be called Josh Modney, but now he's the artist previously known as Josh Modney, and he's now just Modney. And he's a violinist, and he plays a very, very out there violin. Now, the violin is a sort of instrument that, to use the word skronk, it is easy to make skronk in a violin. It has a very sort of high-pitched and easily harsh tone at times. And he plays with this just quite remarkably. The album is called Ascending Primes, and I've mentioned before the whole concept of this album is just as out there as the music is, I suppose. The music proceeds through groups of musicians that reflect the ascending prime numbers. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, whatever. If you're a mathematician, you know these immediately. But anyhow, ascending primes refers to the number of musicians as well as to the numbers that they, the prime numbers that they represent as well. Now, the personnel are from several different genres, I suppose. The jazz musicians have, along with Modney on violin, have saxophonist Anna Weber, trumpeter Nate Woolley, cornetist Ben Lamar Gay, pianist Corey Smythe, electronics musicians Charmaine Lee and Sam Plutz, drummer Kate Gentile, and several horn players and seven string players. You get a lot of options to expand the numbers from track to track there, don't you? I'm going to start with the first track, which is called, Ascender. It's simply called Ascender, and it's Modney's chance to set the whole album up. And it's not always as out there as he plays on this basically solo track. The second track I'm going to play after Ascender is called Lynx. It's the longer of the two, but this is adventurous and frankly, the term I used in my review, I think, was ultimately it's engaging. It really, for me at least, was a way of moving past sort of the surprise of newness and saying, okay, I can sort of dig this. Let's go with it and see what happens. So I'm asking you to do the same. Go with it and see what happens.
Thank you.